Well, it's almost the end of the year, which means time is a social construct. Your calendar, it's lying to you, and we've got the latest from around the Eastern Sierra. Coming up tonight, community groups giving back in a big way. Tickets going on sale for a classic stage production, updates from the high country and beyond, plus a few reminders that might save you a trip you didn't actually want to make. Before we get rolling, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Hannah Fortney, certified travel agent through Fora. From weekend escapes to full-blown adventures, she's got it mapped out just for you. No, literally, I've seen the map. And if you haven't already, now's a great time to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media, because the news doesn't stop just because the year's winding down. All right, let's get into it. In community news, 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra has awarded a collective gift of $9,500 to the Freedom in Motion Therapeutic Writing Center in Bishop. Freedom in Motion provides equine-assisted services designed to support individuals with physical, emotional, and developmental challenges. The programs aim to improve confidence, coordination, and social connection for clients of all ages and their families. According to organizers, members of 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra contribute each $100 per quarter. Those contributions are pooled, and the group nominates and votes on a local nonprofit to receive the combined gift, offering flexible funding that can make an immediate impact. Tickets are now on sale for Driving Miss Daisy, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play presented by the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater. Performances will run from January 9th through January 18th at Mammoth High School's multipurpose room. Evening shows are scheduled Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 4 p.m. General admission tickets are priced at $20 with discounts for seniors and high school students. Tickets purchased at the door will be available at a higher price. The story explores the evolving friendship between an independent woman and her chauffeur, delivering a moving and human narrative. This is performance you won't want to miss. You planning a trip? Planning a trip should feel exciting, not overwhelming. That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a Fora certified travel advisor who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once in a lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned from Death Valley to Hawaii, and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey, because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you, mapped for adventure. Ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, .travel.com. Your next adventure is already on the map. And hey, I use Hannah all the time. That's why you don't see my face right now. I'm currently in Wyoming. And guess what? Hannah booked the entire trip for me. Go on an adventure planned by Hannah today. Scotty's Castle in Death Valley National Park will offer flood recovery walking tours while major restoration work continues at the historic site. The guided tours are presented in partnership with the Death Valley Natural History Association and include a ranger-led walk through the castle grounds. Participants will hear about the property's history and the ongoing recovery from past flood damage. Tours will be available on select Sundays from January through March, and tickets are priced at $35 per person plus a processing fee. Proceeds will support conservation efforts at Scotty's Castle. Registration is open now, so if you're interested, be sure to buy your tickets early. As a reminder, all Inyo County landfill sites will be closed on Wednesday, December 31st and Thursday, January 1st for the holiday period. Regular operating hours will resume following the holiday closures. Residents are advised to plan their waste disposal accordingly. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Over to today's events. First up, you can enjoy sunset snowshoe tours on Wednesday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. at the Tamarack Cross Country Ski Center. At the Independent Civic Center, ring in the new year with the East Coast with their New Year's Eve mocktails and merriment party, starting at 6 p.m. At Mammoth Mountain, kick off the new year with friends, family, and fireworks. Dinner options are available with a ball drop at 9 p.m. Additionally, you can enjoy the last dance of the year with DJ Fresh Tracks and Zeus from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., followed by the Fireworks Spectacular starting at 9 p.m. Lastly, you can enjoy a no-frills, all-fun New Year's Eve party. That was my nickname in college. At Distant Brewing, featuring no cover charges, beer specials, and champagne, of course. As a reminder, this party is for individuals aged 21 and up, if you didn't get that from the champagne and beer specials. That's all for now, but don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest on local events. Download the mobile app for the most convenient way to stay connected to the Eastern Sierra. And if you know of any local events, hey, send them our way. Here's your sports report sponsored by Copper Top Barbecue, your home for local highlights. And don't forget to check out coppertopbarbecue.com for great food. Plus, if you're local, guess what? There's a discount and you can skip the line. Trust me, this is where you want to eat. Just go do it like you haven't already. Who am I talking to? In high school soccer this week, the Bishop Union High School Bronco girls team kicked off their winter break on a high note by taking first place at the Taft High School Tournament. The Lady Broncos opened play with a dominant 11-0 win over North Bakersfield. Wow, that's huge. Setting the tone for the weekend, minutes later, Bishop stayed sharp with a 2-0 victory over Delano in a physical matchup before Saturday's action. On Saturday, after trailing at the half against McFarland, the Broncos battled back with a crucial goal by Kylie Acre, earning a Acre. I always get these kids' names wrong. I'm so sorry, Kylie. Just trust me, I'm not doing it on purpose. They earned a spot in the championship game in the title match against West Bakersfield. Bishop's defense and offense clicked, and Broncos completed the weekend with a 4-0 shutout to claim first place. Nice job, ladies. The first tournament title the Lady Broncos have earned this season. Additionally, the Bishop Broncos boys varsity basketball team put together an impressive doubleheader at home yesterday, winning both games in a back-to-back fashion. In the morning opener, the Broncos edged Rio Hondo Prep 48-38, pulling away in the second half after leading 20-16 at the break. Will Kemp led the scoring with 13 points, followed by Carlos Suarez with 9 and Emery Dondero with 8. After just a short break, Bishop was right back on the court against the Templeton Eagles, a team that beat the Broncos and Bishop last season. Templeton took a 27-21 lead in the halftime, but Bishop made the necessary adjustments, exploded in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Eagles 22-3 to secure a 53-38 win. Emery Dondero paced the Broncos with 16 points. Will Kemp added 15 and Dom Dondero chipped in 8. Head coach praised the team's defensive effort and in-game adjustments, saying the back-to-back wins against two strong opponents showed the group's growth and buy-in. That's your local sports update. And again, be sure to visit coppertopbarbecue.com, coppertopbbq.com for the area's best barbecue. Featured right here on Eastern Sierra Now Sports.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time, the time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient, it allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Let's head up the hill for your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report. Mammoth Mountain is open today with clear skies and light winds, making for a solid day to get those turns in. The base depth sits at 48 inches. Gosh, that's a lot from last week at 12. That was a big snowstorm. And conditions are being reported as powder. So the snow is doing its job. Across the mountain, there are 120 trails open, supported by 14 lifts and 5 terrain parks currently in operation. So Main Lodge, Canyon Lodge, and Eagle Lodge are all open with full services available at each location. With deep snow on the mountain, resort officials are reminding skiers and riders to travel with a partner, keep your group in sight, and avoid tree wells, which can be hazardous in these conditions. Also open today are Snowmobile Adventures and Tamarack Cross Country Ski Center, offering additional ways to enjoy the snow beyond the downhill runs. So whether you're carving groomers, hunting powder, or just enjoying a bluebird day at elevation, Mammoth Mountain is open and ready. Just be safe out there. Hey, and enjoy the ride. Now for a look at your Eastern Sierra weather forecast, because no matter the season, the weather here always has opinions. Starting in Bishop, today brings mostly clear skies with plenty of sunshine doing what it does best, reminding you that winter technically exists, just not aggressively down here. Expect daytime highs hovering in the comfortable, cool range, with overnight lows dropping enough to make you question leaving the house without a jacket. Tomorrow, clouds will begin rolling in and bringing a slight chance of rain, but expect the regular cool mornings and afternoons that feel just warm enough to lull you into forgetting how cold it'll be after sunset. Up in Mammoth Lakes, today starts cold and crisp with sunshine overhead and temperatures staying firmly on the chilly side. Roads should be mostly clear, but ice can still make an appearance in shaded areas. Because Mammoth likes to keep things interesting, tomorrow the clouds will roll in, bringing a mixture of snow and rain. So whether you're soaking up the sunshine in Bishop or bundling up in Mammoth, the message, hey, it's clear. Mostly clear skies, cool temps, and no major weather drama on the schedule. And honestly, hey, we'll take it. And that's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra as we wrap up another year of stories, snow, and surprises. As always, you can find more details on everything we covered today on EasternSierraNow.com, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow ESN on social media so you don't miss what's next. Even when the calendar flips and no one knows what day or year it is anymore. One more thank you to today's sponsor, Hannah Fortney, certified travel agent through Fora. Because whether you're planning a getaway or just dreaming about one, it helps to have a plan that actually is mapped out. From all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, thanks for watching. Stay safe out there. Enjoy the last stretch of the year. And hey, we'll see you next time.